Today, Twitter adds a new campaign objective, Amazon adds some new podcast tech, Instagram adds a function they have elsewhere, but not all functionality, only some parts, and only for some formats, not including the pieces that are in that third place because Facebook is a totally coordinated and professionally operated company, and an entire country is now investigating fake reviews. It's Friday, June 25th, 2021. Happy Independence Day, Mozambique. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageU Digital, and here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Twitter has added a new campaign objective to its ads platform, the 15-second view. This is an attempt to meet the needs of advertisers who rely heavily on quality of video views and video completion rates. It is, of course, not just 15 seconds. It is 15 seconds or 95% completion, whichever comes first. And because it's an ads platform objective, it's also an optimization event. Twitter says their prediction models will serve your video ad to the users it thinks have the highest likelihood to watch a video longer. Indeed, they say their first test run of this found an 89% average higher completion rate at a 25% cheaper cost per completed view. One important note, starting today, that 15-second view unit will be the new default bid unit for all campaigns under the video views objective. It is available now to all advertisers globally. The British Competition Authority is investigating whether Amazon and Google broke consumer laws by not removing fake reviews. The agency said, quote, "Our worry is that millions of online shoppers could be misled by reading fake reviews and then spending their money based on those recommendations," unquote. For its part, Amazon told media they devote significant resources to preventing fake or incentivized reviews from appearing on its platform, and oddly took great pains to note, and I'm paraphrasing here, "Hey, they're only investigating us, guys. We haven't been found guilty yet." It's quite possible Amazon actually knew this was coming and tried to get ahead of it. As we reported last week, the company put out a blog post that both acknowledged the problem and threw unnamed platforms but totally Facebook under the bus by saying Zuckerberg and crew were not fast enough in removing Facebook groups devoted to gaming Amazon's review system. Which kind of sounds like a driver blaming her speeding on the smoothness of the road surface. Specifically, Amazon said in that blog post last week, quote, "While we appreciate that some social media companies have become much faster at responding to address this problem at scale, it is imperative for social media companies to invest adequately in proactive controls to detect and enforce fake reviews ahead of our reporting this issue to them," unquote. See, guys? Their fault, not Amazon's. For its part, Google says it too tries to take down inappropriate reviews when it finds them. If indeed the UK does find fault here, enforcement actions could range from making them promise to do better, because, you know, that's always effective, to possible court action. Amazon continues to dive into the potentially lucrative podcast space, today announcing they've acquired the podcast distribution and monetization platform Art19. Quoting MarketingDive.com, Art19 inserts premium host-read ads across programs. With the acquisition, Amazon continues to ramp up podcast deal-making as an attempt to close the gap in an area where it's a relative latecomer. Late last year, the e-commerce giant bought the podcast network Wondery, which is responsible for popular shows such as Dirty John. The deal, reportedly valued at over $300 million, was centered on securing more exclusive premium content after Amazon Music introduced a podcast section in September. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Instagram's test of web publishing has opened up to more people. This gives users the ability to publish posts from the desktop version at Instagram.com. That's posts only. You still can't do stories or IGTV or Reels. And look, I'm old now, so I always appreciate when these mobile apps make a desktop version for us marketing veterans. But this one's a little strange, given that you've been able to do this using Facebook's Creator Studio for more than 2 years now. And you can even post IGTV videos from there. And stories. But not all stories, only stories on Facebook. For some reason, Creator Studio can't handle Instagram stories. And not all of Instagram's editing tools, only some. There are three big advantages to using the Instagram.com web interface if you have it. First, any account can use it, not just business accounts, like over on Creator Studio. Two, it seems to have most of the editing options that the mobile app has. And three, you don't have to use Creator Studio, which, according to new research I just made up, is universally hated by all marketers. You'll know if you're in the test group if you have a plus icon in the top nav bar at Instagram.com. Instagram says this new web interface will, quote, enable a more centralized approach for social media managers, unquote. Which, I mean, wasn't that the point of Creator Studio? Or was that Creator Hub? Or no, actually, or was it Business Suite? Oh, God, I give up. Well, it finally happened. A listener of this podcast found me in an Overwatch match. We were playing Route 66, and I have to say, demolishing the other team. Poor guy was on that other team and messaged me on Xbox afterwards. Hey, aren't you Todd Maffin? All I can say is thank God I didn't teabag in that game. It is going to be a hot, hot weekend here in British Columbia. Apparently 46 degrees Celsius in Las Vegas. That's 115 Fahrenheit. My wife and I made the mistake of going to Vegas a few years back in May. It literally did not have cold water in the taps. At all. You could not take a shower because regardless of which tap you opened, the water ran hot, like scalding hot. The front desk said the solution was to run a bath with only the so-called cold water tap on, let it sit overnight, and then bathe first thing in the morning. Again, that was May, not August. So wherever you are, stay cool, and I'll see you on Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tap. Also, on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.